Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Greetings in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. This is Pastor Ruth from North Carolina, the Agave Worldwide Prayer and Delivery Ministry, on April 30, 2021, at 9 p.m. Central and 8 p.m. I'm sorry, 9 p.m. Eastern and 8 p.m. Central. We welcome you tonight to each and every person that called, and we thank and praise God for another opportunity to come before Him. I desire to decrease and that He may increase and give out to His people what He wants to encourage them, to deliver them, whatever is needed. I pray to open myself up to the Holy Spirit, for Him to flow through me however He sees fit. He's really has been dealing with me back here about 2 years ago. The Lord usually, let me just back up. The Lord usually does me in a peculiar way a lot of times. You know, a lot of times, which I do be up at nighttime, but a lot of times the inspiration of the Holy Spirit comes up on me. And sometimes He does that. He come up under me, sometimes on me. And a lot of times He have me writing things down and be just speaking. And sometimes it be decrees, sometimes be inspirational prayer. It's not like I be praying, but the Spirit of God be praying through me prayers that maybe His people should pray over their lives. And also sometimes He come forth to give me warning for the body of Christ. And this is how He have used me over through the years when He used me. So back in April 2019, the Lord had done that and given me some things to, you know, give to His people. And on this other network that I've gone on, I gave it out. And one of them is a prayer and the other is decrees and declares over the people's lives. So I want to, what I'm going to do is I got them on my phone. I got them somewhere too, but I don't know where they are. I'm going to, hallelujah, thank you, glory to God. I know the anointing because I feel it now, and this is what God wants me to do, is on the prayers and on the decrees. And the prayer is the desperation for the hunger for the presence of God in a person's life. That's the title He gave me at the time, that people can pray if they are desperate for His presence in their life and for Him to use them. And what I learned about the Lord is using us. He used us at His will, not at our will. I still don't get that with people, how whenever they get ready to do whatever it is or get ready to process, I just do it on their own or whatever. That is not the way He does me. I'm not saying that's the way He does me. Just everybody like that. But I just don't get that. And the prayers and the other one is I'm going to decree and declare some things over your life. And I just pray that you be in agreement with me. I'm going to try to give it a few more minutes to see if anyone that's going to come on. And we thank God for the one that's on. We thank God we just speak the blessing and the presence of God over their life in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. And I hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for your anointing that I feel. Thank you, Jesus. Everything will be okay. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Your faithfulness. Your faithfulness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we just thank you right now. Thank you for your presence. I feel glory to your name, God. I thank you for moving by your Spirit. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I release myself unto you, God, right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you tonight. We thank you, Lord God, just for being God all by yourself. We thank you, Father God, for everything that we're going through, because it's not what we're going through, it's what we're going to. You said in your word to give thanks in all things, but this is the will of God. This is the will of God. So, Lord, tonight, God, hallelujah, and even what I'm going through, I thank you for it, God, because it's going to work to my good. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for choosing me to be an example to follow through, Jesus, what you went through. And not only me, for others too, Father, I praise you right in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we glorify you. We praise you. We honor you. You are the mighty King of Kings. You are the great I Am. You are the all. And Lord, we give you glory, we give you praise tonight, Father. In the name of your soul, Lord God, hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Thank you for your presence that I feel. Father, I thank you. I praise you, Jesus. I praise you, Jesus. I know through by your presence that come from me that, Lord, you are pleased with my life. Even though I don't feel like I'm anywhere in you, but your presence, you will not show up unless that person, Lord, life is pleasing you. And, Lord, I thank you tonight that each and every person, I ask you to pour out, God, a double portion of anointing on them, Father. I pray, Father God, that you give them an encounter that no one will be able to tell them that they don't really know you by the Spirit, Father. And, Lord, I just ask you, hallelujah, your name, to dip them down into the kerosene of your Spirit and set their heart ablaze for you, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. God, I remember a servant of yours that read where he prayed a prayer. And, Lord, and you did it, Lord God, and the Holy Ghost fell upon him. And after that, Lord God, he went out and he did miracles, signs, and wonders. In the name of Jesus, we need to walk in signs and wonders. We need to walk in because the Word of God says that, Lord God, that if we are a believer, what you call a believer, we supposed to, every one of us that have your Spirit, to walk in signs and wonders. And, Lord, I'm not talking about every once in a while, every blue moon, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. That should be our supernatural lifestyle. But we are in the kingdom of God. And, Father, in the name of Jesus, help us to yield totally and completely over to you, whatever it is that you're asking in the womb. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, and, Lord God, because hurting people like that, people need hurt. You said in the Word, God, even in the New Testament, the fear was fight, but the labors were few. And, Father, I still see today, after all these years, over 2,000 years ago, it's still the same way, God. It's hurting people that they're crying out to you. But who do you have a year and go? Lord God, and give the people what we need, because we are carrying the kingdom within us. Those of us who have His Spirit, we're carrying the kingdom. We're carrying what people need. And, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank and I praise you for that right now, Father, for what you're going to do. And, Father, even if I go forth, God, in the name of Jesus, and I'm going to pray this prayer, that I read it off of my phone, of desperation for His presence, you can just be in agreement in your heart. If you really, really, truly hungry and thirsting after His presence, because let me tell you something, in His presence, when His presence shows up, demons, sickness, and nothing else can't stay around. Nothing, because His glory, His, you know, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. His glory, nothing that is not of God cannot stay in His presence. Nothing, I mean nothing, cannot stay in His presence. And this is something, like I said before, because, you know, someone did some come on, it wasn't on when I first said it, but back in 2019, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. 3 o'clock in the morning, because I actually asked you, or let me just go back with that, I was woke. And the inspiration came upon me. And I wrote for over an hour. This won't last an hour, but I wrote for over an hour. Because at the time when it's coming, and what some people know it, some people don't know. But when the inspiration comes on you, it comes so fast. I mean, it's beyond your mind. Beyond your mind. Because it comes so fast, and you have to write it down or jot it down, and you really, this is what I say, I really need to know shorthand, because that's how fast it be coming. And this is the point I'm trying to get, you know, really wanted to help a lot of people see. Everybody don't operate the same way. Every prophetic don't. The Lord been doing me like this ever since in the 90s. Now, no, I don't hardly ever tell people, you know, I'm this, that, and the other. I don't tell them that. But the Lord has been doing that for me ever since in the 90s. It just comes on me as He's real. A lot of times I'm not even thinking about it. A lot of times I'm just up there laying up in the bed or whatever it is, and it'll just come on me. It's come on me. So this, going back to the scripture in 1 Corinthians 12 chapter, it talks about at the Spirit will. It's the Holy Spirit will, not as I will or people will. Like I said before, I don't understand that. And then again, a lot of times, like I said, people do operate in the gift instead of the anointing. But the anointing is what destroys the yoke. I don't care if you say good morning to somebody and the anointing come out of that word, that anointing with that word, go do something to that person, change something in that person. I can say it just because it's a good thing to say, well, good morning to you, but not say it under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. It's just another good morning. This is why the Lord is looking for a people to yield totally to him and die to their flesh, their own way of thinking, their own way of doing. So when he come in, he going to come in and use them anytime you get rid of them, if you're in the grocery store shopping. And you yield a vessel. And you somebody who's not ashamed of the presence of God. God just may come on you in the store. They start you to maybe prophesying or maybe praying for people or whatever. Because what it is, he wants to yield a vessel. He wants to do it through people. But people think they got to qualify. And not only do they think they have to qualify, they think that the demon's going to love it. Ain't no demon going to love nothing by seeing nobody change. That is part of what you go through. That is part of what you go through. He won't yield a vessel. That can come on any time. I can lay down. When I lay down at nighttime, a lot of time, or whatever I do lay down, let me put it like that. As soon as my head hit the pillow, God began to speak to me about people. He began to give me either a message for them or pray for them or whatever. Why he waited until then, I don't know. I'm not saying he don't speak to me otherwise at other times. But a lot of times that's what he, so you have to get to the place to learn to know the way God speaks to you. And one other thing, let me just say this. A lot of people do this. Never ask God that you want to operate or you want him to use you like he uses other people. Because you don't know what they go through to get that anointing on their life. You don't know. Because anyway, he has already designed what each and every person is supposed to go through for him to anoint their lives, to do what he has called them to do. And I do hear people on a lot of time on different shows and different things telling people, you know, God spoke to somebody's life. He's going to maybe take them deep into something else. But you can claim that. That is the wrong thing for people to say, because like I say, some of the H that God take people through, I'm not talking about the stuff you did before you got in the world, and all this stuff. But once you come into Christ and he starts training you, molding and shaping you because of his purpose in your life, something that people go through, people don't even know, because sometimes people don't tell them because people don't want to believe it, or either it's because of this, because of that. But once you give your life to the Lord and you decide, now I'm going your way, he begin to transform your life as a vessel for the master's use. Because like I say, I pray that God allow me, for this year I have to get that book out, and I need to start on the other one. But to show people, when he said that I'm going to transform your life, I'm going to train you for ministry. Like I say, I've already preaching and teaching. So you can be an intellectual person, know that he's not talking about that if you're already doing that. It has to be something else he's doing, and what it was to train my spirit, train my life how to minister to people. And that's why I tell people, you know, because of what the Holy Ghost and train me. I don't know everything, because as long as you live in your work, you learn different things. He trains you with different things with different people. Sometimes people can have the same kind of, you know, a thing going on, but he may not use the same method. So you have to be learned and trained by the Holy Spirit, or maybe what somebody else said, but this is what I did for such and such. This is what you need to know. They need to learn to let the Holy Spirit tell them what to do. I have quite a few people, and they have not even been in ministry maybe as long as I have or whatever it is, and they'll tell me, well, you know what, Sister Ruth or whatever the comment is. So this is the way how you ought to do that. And I have to tell some people sometimes. Now, they think I'm being smart, but I'm not. You just need to really share that, because you have not done this. The Holy Spirit has trained me to do it this way. He said the only way I'm going to get results is to do it the way that I've been trained by the Holy Spirit. And I tell him why. And is this a check, religious, or what you call the spiritual, what you call, you can just know it in the natural. I cannot go on another person's job that I never know anything about that kind of job. And they've been on that wild training and do it the way they do it as well. And this is the point I'm trying to make to people. You know, I'm not saying you're not cold. We're not cold. A lot of people have been called to different type of ministry, different types. And the Holy Spirit was trained us. But it's all to get to the same result. The Lord is getting some. I'm going to pull this prayer back up. And I'm going to do the prayer first. And then I'm going to go do the decrees and declares. And what you can remember, like I said, I do have it on my phone, but sometimes people say, you know, well, they can't hardly read it, you know, about, well, to me, but I use glasses. I got glasses anyway, but you can put it up. You know, but I had sent it to people at one time, you know, to them start decreeing and declaring it over their life. You know, what's called them, the prayer, they can pray that prayer if they really hunger for his presence. They sick and tired of being sick and tired of where they are, where their spiritual life is. You know, sometimes people tell me, well, you know, you already said that has nothing to do with the hunger that's on the inside of me. I didn't put it there. He did. Why did he put it there? Because he wants me to cry to him for more. I want as much as he can give me, all of what he can give me. That's what I want. That's exactly what I want. So I'm going to go ahead and read this prayer, but the inspiration of the Holy Spirit is on there. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your anointing. Father, I come to you in the name of your precious Son, Jesus Christ. And that violence, I want your spiritual violence will grip my heart, that you will turn me into a warrior of a worshiper. I pray that I will not stop until I speak through the heavenlies and can see a crack where I know that I have touched. Father, our country needs you. Cities need you. Nation needs you. The world needs you. I need you. I need you. My thing kind of go out. It say, I am tired of eating crumbs. Send me the manna of your presence from heaven. Father, I don't want any more stale bread from man's flesh. I am tired of the hype and entertainment. I want to see and be in your glory. I desire to bask in your presence so I can be touched and be changed. I desire to bring glory to your son's name, allowing his life to live his life in and through me. Here I am, Lord, a willing vessel. I surrender everything I have to you to that transform me as your heart desire. I hope you desire it to establish your kingship in the earth. Lord, stir up a fire stone of hunger in me so I can desire what you desire. Desire what you desire and hate what you hate, which is all sin. If I walk in your splendor and glory, I will not cooperate. I will not compromise your word, Father, and to see your face. And as one said to me, you will give me a heart of flesh and a new spirit and cause us to walk in your stature. So I lay this request on the altar with all the rest. I humble myself before you to admit that I need and want a change. Do it for me, Father. Father, I realize changes begin within oneself. And if I change, then I can change my surrounding, street, city, state, and the world. If your kingdom is not being established and I am carrying your spirit, then it is my assignment to take the kingdom to the world, to be a vessel for the master use. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you right now to move by your spirit. Change me, Father. I yield myself to you totally and completely for to be that vessel for the master use. Transform my life. Transform my surrounding. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I'm going to try to pull up the other one. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Just give me a few minutes. Thank you, Jesus. I need to find my paper, but nevertheless, he said, Father, I don't want your son dying on the cross to be in vain because of me not allowing the Holy Spirit to work a work in me, that I will be able to do what you have called me out. They called me out to do. Let me get out here. And, oh, Lord Jesus. I do also, and yesterday, greater works, Father, and wherever there is light has become being poured out by binding the help, the Holy Spirit. Father, I thank you and praise you right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. The enemy is trying to mess up these glasses so I can't read it. But the Lord knows what it is. So, Lord, we just you know all the word on here. So, Lord God, we ask you, Father God, right now to allow the angels, Lord God, to speak these words in their spirit, even though the men I have heard them all, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you and we praise you right now in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to help me to find the papers so I can read it off there clearly. And what's going on, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, the Lord God. They began to cry out to you because, Lord God, if you change us, you can change the neighborhood, you can change our home, you can change the streets. Because change begins within oneself. And, Father, we need that changing right now in the name of Jesus to touch this world, God, and bring about your glory and your honor right now in the name of Jesus. Now I'm going to try to read you the decrees and declares. I decree and declare that I am loose from all bondage that has had me bounded from a true relationship with my Father. I decree and declare that I am no longer stagnated in the land. In the wonders of deception, kingdom of deception. Father, I decree and declare that I'm no longer broke, in debt, or have any lack in my life. I decree and declare that I have no more infirmity in my body. There is no darkness or disease no longer exists within me. I decree and declare that I'm the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. I decree and declare that I am a lender and not a borrower. I decree and declare that I am walking in the favor and the blessings of God every day in my life. I decree and declare that my mind is being renewed every day in spiritual things. I decree and declare my faith does not rest, not react according to things with my finances, my ability, my education, or anything else outside of God. I decree and declare that my sufficiency is not of myself, but of God. I decree and declare restoration has come to my life in every area right now. I decree and declare that every day I wake up that the blessings of God is chasing me down. People are looking for me to bless me. I decree and declare that signs and wonders are following me as a believer. I decree and declare that because I know God is in my life, I will do exploit. I decree and declare my whole house will be saved, serving God. I decree and declare that I will fulfill every divine purpose that God has ordained for me. I decree and declare that we alone will walk in the blessings of God. I decree and declare the story of God is surrounding and ever standing. I decree and declare that everything that has come to light, there is no hindrance in my life. I decree and declare, God, your purpose for my life will be and shall be in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, God. It's a lot more decrees, Father God. But if I had to write them over, you have them printed out and send them to people, God, I will do that in the name of Jesus, that we will get to speak. It's going back to, Lord, what you was telling us. Speak the word. Speak the word. Speak the word. Call those things in the name of Jesus. And we walk in obedience to your word. Lord, we thank and we praise you for right now in the name of Jesus. We just come against the enemy that will come, our Father, in the name of Jesus, to try to hinder or the thought of whatever, God. We pray, God, for your blessing upon, Father God, and we pray your decrees, Lord God. And Lord God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus to bring them back to me, to write them down, and, Father, have copies made to send them to them, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, so they can look up, they can put them up or wherever they want to put them, and as they walk through the house every day or whatever they walk through, Father God, they can begin to speak them out in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, because some things we don't have to keep praying about, because God has already heard an answer, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, and sometimes we have to fight the good fight of faith. Sometimes we have to persevere. Sometimes we have to pull things down in the spirit realm that's holding back, like it was with Daniel. And Daniel had prayed and said, the Lord told me he heard his prayer the first day he prayed. But it took 21 days because the prince of Persia at the time, which is somebody, you know, for Salem, had held it up. And this is why I tell people with me, when I get a peace about a prayer that I don't pray, bust somebody up for myself or whatever it is. And if God don't give me a specific time or whatever it is, I got that peace. Or if he give me a specific time and it don't come then 9 times out of 10, I'm going to go in spiritual warfare because the enemy, because that peace came to let me know he heard it. And then I take authority over it. Yeah, sometimes we pray for people's souls and things to come in the kingdom. We have to keep praying. You don't take authority. The thing of what people don't do, but they really don't do it, do it right. Even with them, you pray for salvation, but then you begin to pull down things in their life that you know that they are doing and taking authority over it and cancel and ask God to send laborers in their pathway. You may not be the one. Send laborers in their pathway to do the other work. Because the Bible said one plant, one water, and God gives the increase. And a lot of times what I see people do, because like I said, he had me some years back start an intercessory prayer thing, and having people come together and we pray. And Lord had me teach it. In the beginning, he had me do a couple of ladies like that to teach them. But they came, but they didn't want to just teach, Lord bless them, Lord do this, Lord that. I said, no. That's not the prayer that you pray, but they were teaching what they learned in church. I told myself, when God is having people to give me names of people that they didn't go to my ministry. Lord, he would have my daughter, she was living in Boone, North Carolina at the time. He would have her get people giving her names of people sick and whatever. She would call me, other people giving me names. And so he was having me, I wrote them down in a tablet, and I had like 3 cards on each page. And I had about 2 or 3 pages of them with, you know, each side, which was 6, 9, 12 pages. But you know, the lines on there, it's many. But anyway, so they were very hard-headed. You know, you got these people sometimes, they think they know everything, but they're not getting no results. And they don't want to be taught. And so I told them that's the wrong prayer. You pray that's when God got me teaching how to do intercessory prayer. There are sometimes strategies and things that you have to go by to do. I said, now, these people, he wants to say, but he wouldn't have people send him any name. I said, but you all always say people, that people, they don't want to come in. They don't want to, but if God give me the name, he wants them in. So then he would teach me how to go into the life and, you know, pull down, not to question them anything, pull down, take authority over this. And if it's alcohol, take authority over the alcoholic demons off. See, whatever it is that hinders them. And then after I take authority over there, then I ask the Lord to send laborers in their pathway. Because a lot of them was out of town, there was all that, so they still were being hard-headed, wouldn't listen. And one of the ladies, she wanted to do some Christmas, you know the Christmas holiday, she wanted to do some Christmas shopping. I told her, I said, let me tell you something. The best Christmas you give Jesus is them souls to be saved. All that stuff you're getting to give people and wouldn't give them to nobody. What's going on? Anyway, I said, if you cry out for them souls to come to the kingdom, that's the best Christmas that you can give anybody. And the other lady, well, she was kind of off with me anyway, but the Lord had to almost give her a heart attack in the stomach, and she told it. So she started hurting her chest because she wasn't going to come. But anyway, they come that evening, and the Holy Spirit had me starting off praying, and the Holy Spirit, they've done the same old thing, so the Holy Spirit had me stop them. And the Holy Spirit came upon me verbatimly without looking at that paper. Call out the names, call out the name, call out the name, just call out every person's name that was on there. Call out their name verbatim, because I didn't know every one of them name by heart. I didn't know a lot of them anyway. But the Holy Spirit, because he was trying to teach them how to do intercessory. But anyway, after they didn't do it, they didn't want to do it the way the Holy Spirit had me teach them. He just cut it. Because he was just needing and entertaining, doing something, but wasn't getting no result because it has to be done the way that he say do it. But they didn't want to do it that way. They want to do it like they learned to do in church service and whatever they, but wouldn't get no result because the first thing they would say, well, they don't want to get saved. They don't want, if he give the name and he send the name to me, automatically tell me that he wants some men. It's a matter of not what they want me because I know the enemy may be hindering them from coming in. I told people, you know, you got to really be more concerned about because it's his people. They're not our people. I don't care if the family or whoever, but they're not yours. They're friends. They're not yours. They're his. And if he want to save them or he wants to deliver them from bondage, that's why you carry the anointing. I know I'm anointed and I know they're anointed, but they need to want to get out. Tell me what that's in the Bible. Or they shouldn't have got in this, they shouldn't have got in this. He had mercy on me when I was in the world and sinning, and the mess that I got in, and his love delivered me. So if his love delivered me, he already knew what every one of us going to do, and other people. He already knew that. So since he knew that, yes, he could have stopped it, but he didn't. He didn't stop it. But that's why he's raising up people. I keep telling people, but people tell me, well, you know, people doing it because they don't know it. Why do you think he's raising up people to be teaching, been doing it, and preachers and whatever it is? He already know that, but he's giving them what they need to bring deliverance. So what are you talking about? What do you mean? Because if you hadn't known what you know, somebody hadn't told you, or if you got children or nieces and nephews, whatever you got, how are they going to know if you don't teach them? You teach them because they don't know. But I say that's an excuse that people, you Christians, use. Because they fear for their own self. And they want to say, think that they're going to be able to tell God, well, you know, I wanted to deliver them, but they didn't want to be delivered. And I don't know what they think he's going to say. They need to read the Bible. He sent us to hard cases. But those who he sent, he has already given you the grace. It's not you doing it or I doing it anyway. No, I have never, to be honest, and God knows this, because this is what he told me from way back in 94, 95, when I stopped pastoring. He told me, I'm going to send a lot of people, going to send you as hard-hearted. A lot of people going to send you, they're not educated. A lot of people going to send you, the church hurt. This is going to happen, that going to happen. But that's the type of people I'm sending to you. And, you know, after a while, I mean, you go, well, I didn't think I had the grace. I really didn't want to be dealing with hard-headed people. But no matter what I was thinking and said, even up until recently, God was telling me he's still going to send them kind of people. So I can't choose to have them people go and receive everything I say. And, you know, because the church people used to speak to the choir. That's not what we come to set them free. They already will be free. Now the pastor's supposed to be doing what he's doing so they can go for the ministry. He's sending to people that the devil don't want them set free. But he has qualified us. The grace of God. We just got to die to the flesh and do the work of the kingdom, no matter what the devil say. Because they don't like Jesus. You know, I was reading the scripture the other day because this another lady, hey, what's coming? She kept on talking about, well, the people don't want to hear what she got to say, but she don't want to hear what folks got to say either. But I told her, I said, look, they did Jesus like that. They do me like that. If you've been through the rejection that I've been through, the years that I've been through, what's going on? Well, basically, she said, experience don't mean nothing to her. Maybe it don't to you. But that's what they're going to tell you, too. Because you learn a lot through your experience. That's how you learn a lot of things. But that's why I know that a lot of people don't hear, because I know through my spirit. But you don't hear me just always saying that, because they did Jesus like that. And he say that even the students in the system called the super disciple, they're not better than the master. They hated Jesus. They're going to hate us too. People nowadays don't want to hear truth. They want to hear what's going to satisfy them. That's life. But I didn't come to give them self-life. I come to give them the life of Christ to break all of that. Yes, I desire to wish the Lord would be so that, you know, you wouldn't have to go through all of that and people looking at you like you're crazy and, you know, all that stuff I've been through. All of it. See, I do. But now, mostly, he stopped the ones that used to come around a lot because they kept rejecting him. He said, they're not rejecting you. They're rejecting me. So guess what? They're not going to keep rejecting me because I cut it off. And he did. I didn't have to say one word to the people. I didn't even act just like it even bothered me. But it was bothering me on the inside. But see, you have to know what you call, just like any natural job. If you go on that job, the job may be hard and strenuous. But if you want that money, guess what? You're going to take whatever you can take to get that money. So think about the reward that he has for you in heaven. If you do what he put you on, he didn't put on here and gave it to you because it's going to be easy. That's not. He tells you that those who live godly, that's why God is telling me to tell people, you know, believe the word. He said, those who live godly is going to suffer persecution. It's a fact. It's money in the bank, in a sense. So since he told me that, why should I expect for people to treat me like I'm a diamond? They didn't treat the Son of God like he was one. He's talking about persecution, hardship. Jesus was talking about, but, you know, he didn't have a place to lay his head. And but people said, well, yeah, but he had it in heaven. He, this is what his words say. So that meant when he came down as mere man, he came down to show us that we can live the same way he did. I know people saying that he came down, gave up everything so we can be rich. That is a lie. That is not what he meant. It's not what he meant at all. Because we see a lot of times when people get a whole lie, they turn their back on God. This is why he told the Israelites, when he blessed them, don't forget the one who blessed them. Why he said that? Because he know most times when most people get what they want, they don't pray no more. They may not read the Bible. They don't minister to people no more. Or then they say, well, people jealous of me, so I'm not going to go out there and have to go through that because they're jealous because the Lord done bless me. I've heard people one time back here, you know, Peace in America was on, I used to watch, Jan Crouch's program. But anyway, people would be talking that I knew and get on there and tell people just how much God loved them because he blessed them. And at the time, this people got just dealt with me, I said, Lord, people from Africa and all over the world ain't even got nowhere to lay. They sleep on the ground. I said, that's going to make these people think. Because they don't have this. They've been praying for years. They're going to think God don't love them. That's why they don't have it. That is the wrong message. He don't bless us because he loves us. He loves us anyway. It's because his mercy and his grace and his word that he has promised to do it. And some people need to read some people's testimony. Some people, they lie for Christ. The life that he was for, it's not a life of luxury. It's not a life of luxury because going through what the Lord had me going through when he was training me and, you know, for ministry and all that stuff, he didn't let me live a life of luxury. At all. I had to move then from place to place. And I told the Lord, before I got saved, I never had to move that many times. I stayed in place a while. But I had to be in them areas. And he didn't put me in the luxury placed to minister to people. He put me in the places, that place where people gonna need prayer. And not all the time they came to me, but by me praying all the time in that area, because it was told to me that even if anyone moved in that place that they moved out because of the anointing, they will not be able to do anything they want to do in there. But see, God has to have a yielded vessel to realize he's using them to actually evangelize. Because the lady asked me, said, did you ever realize that you was a moving evangelist? I said, I never thought about it that way, because I always thought about evangelist travel, you know, out of country and all, you know, places, cities and towns like that. People think evangelist is going from church to church preaching, you know, not necessarily. But he chose me out because he knew. Now, he had to change me now, because before I got saved, before he changed my heart, I wouldn't obey him. But he had to change my heart because he wanted me, and a lot of the Christians didn't understand. Well, if she got that much faith, then she wouldn't have to go to them places to live. God would have given her the fine cars. God would have given her the fine houses. Because I was willing, the scripture says in the 1 Corinthians 2nd chapter 9th verse, you know, by eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither had it in the heart of man, for those who love the Lord, and basically going back where they've seen it, because I was willing to give up all of that for a season. This is why I have no doubt in my mind that what God is getting ready to do to blow people's mind. And the scripture also says if you give up mother, father, sister, and brothers, land, everything in your heart, basically. Sometimes he asks you to do it otherwise, because some people won't. But anyway, he said when you give it up, I will give you 100-fold in this life and eternal life, but it's going to come, I think in the book of Luke or one of them, it's talking about, but it's going to come with persecution. Other in Matthew don't say that, but it's going to come with persecution. Because why? They put what he wants them, his will first over all this other thing and other people. And the Bible talks about, but the Bible uses the word hate, but hate means to love less. And by being willing to do that, well, my parents thing that was already dead, was gone. But the one when, like I told you, testimony about my daughter when he had me to give her up in my heart, was gone. He put him and his people first. And I mean, she's included with the people. But I couldn't love her more than I love them. This is why a lot of times, you know, even when I'm talking to people, I say my daughter, but very seldom you hear say my baby or my this, that, and other. Because I don't want the enemy to get me in that place that I start talking like that and start to put her, say maybe one of you all maybe call me for something and the Lord want me to minister to you or to do for you, and she called. And if I get back in that fleshly state, I must do it for her. Let you wait. God said, no, that can't happen. Because see, with my children, he said, with his children, there's none of them when he's in us that he's going to love more than he loved the other one. Because his love is not fleshly. His love is not human love. And that's when he done put his love within that person. Because he's got them loving his people, loving him. And they don't have respect to person. Because even at the time when the Lord was doing something, he was training me, you know, he was telling me, he said, this work, even to have a personal life. Like I said, that time speaks to my giving her up in my heart. He said, because this work is too important. But I had to be willing. And not knowing, I had to be willing, not knowing what it's going to go through with, to say yes to the Lord. Tell him yes. Now, yeah, some of the quote saints or whatever you want to call them around me, well, you know, that just don't make sense. And, you know, all this stuff has gone. It may not make sense to your head. But I cannot see God because willing to do that and give them up our heart. That's why I tell people a lot of times, people say, well, I don't sold that to God. A lot of people have, and they thought they have. They thought they have. So like I said, in the testimony, I told this testimony before, on what's called when she went to the hospital back in 2003. Yeah, that's when it was, 2003. And he wouldn't let me go over there to be with her while she was in the hospital. And somebody go, well, you know, that's your baby. You ought to go. God said, you stay here and do the shedding. I had a shedding in. And in the days that I didn't have it, I went over there. And she told me, I come to say, she said, no, Mama says that people might need you. I knew that was God speaking through her. You don't have to have one child. You can have five or six of them. And they ain't going to want you to put them on the back burner to go. I knew that wasn't her saying that and being on the child. There are some people that God requires. And that's why I've not only that, the revelation, blessing thing, they may have to go through for quite a while because much given, much required. Because when God bless them, not only the anointing will be overpowered, more than what some other people may be walking in, but also the blessing. God just would allow it to come in where other people got to buy it and pay the money for it, and they don't. And this is why a lot of times with me sometimes, especially with believing God for, I'll say, out of sight stuff. Sometimes I don't tell a Christian. I'll open my mouth because the first thing they say, but you know you got to help God out. You got to, if he tells me to do something, I'll do it. But I don't have to help him do nothing. He said without faith it's impossible to believe me. Believe that he can do it. And my job is to help build other people up faith up there. You know, well, if it go above mine, fine with me. I don't care. Because this is giving glory to his name. We got to show the world people that there's a difference in serving God and not about the stuff and the things either. But walking in the power and anointing. It is walking in a place. And when you walk in it, just walk in a store. In them stores. And the power of anointing be on. I'm not talking about like religious people walking there. They got the, you know, the terror on. But the very presence of God is overshadowing your body when you walk in there. People begin to fall out and get healed, delivered, and set free, and you ain't even touched them. Peter, in Scripture, to say his shadow healed people. Since that happened to Peter, is not God the same God? But see, when you said about the life of Peter, you know how Peter was in the beginning, you know, all that stuff. He didn't want Jesus to go and die and all that stuff. But after the Holy Ghost, the real Holy Ghost, came upon them on the day of Pentecost, Peter was not the same anymore. After Paul got it, the real, he wasn't the same anymore. Totally different person. He wasn't even, he didn't even go backwards. Like some people, you know, like some people, he knew that he was going to have to suffer many things for the kingdom of God. The word of God said that. And some of us have been chosen to go the suffering way. Some of us have been chosen to do that. Not everybody, but some of us have been chosen to do that. But once sometime we start to go in that way, well, we don't really want that to do with God now because we want the life to be a bed of roses. That's just not the real. We don't know. Everybody don't have the same calling or the same whatever, or the same message. You know, I was trying to explain to somebody the other day. They was talking, which just didn't know what they were talking about. But I said, the message God give you, first of all, ain't the message come to me. It's to go to the people that God will give you for us. Because the message he given to me for the people that I have to minister to is disciple them and help them to walk into their destiny. And have the faith of God to believe what's come. So he's going to give me a different revelation, a different this. I still got to understand this, too. God will take each person through whatever they have to go through to teach them a lesson to give, be able to preach it to the people that they go through. That's why you go through the things you do. Actually, you know, all the Scripture, that is what we're really supposed to be preaching to people about. What you have learned and gone through, to know what you do know and the revelation you do get. Now, yeah, in church, the pastor and teacher, they'll preach on the Scripture, you know, about the number of things God will give us some Scripture on the life of Paul or different, some of them, what's going on. But usually, person evangelizing or whatever it is, they're telling people about the life experience they don't have, how they know Jesus, how they met him, what he had to do to change them. Do you realize why a lot of times people got there now don't believe they can change from maybe drinking liquors or fornicating or homosexuality or in some of the churches that bound it up? You know why they don't think they can be delivered? Because very few people want to tell the testimony whatever the abundance, what they God had to go and bring them out of it. Because why? If they tell the religious people, tell them, well, you shouldn't have did this and you shouldn't have did that and you shouldn't have got all up. And I tell people this about me. It's the last thing when I was a sinner, I shouldn't have did either. Because I done heard that you wasn't supposed to do it, but I did it. A lot of things my mom and daddy told me not to do when I got up and running, I did it. And wanted to do more, but it was but I know what the Spirit of God wouldn't allow me. So I would say, you know, that is not the mess of the Holy Spirit. Bondage is bondage. He said, I come to set the captives free. Okay, he said that even us, the work that Jesus did, he said that we will do it also. We'll go and set the people free. No matter what kind of abundance they're in, the power has been given to us. And I'm going to read St. John, the 14th chapter. And wait a minute, this glass. Oh, Jesus. Hold on a minute. I'm going to have to go get me some glasses. Okay, it says, this is what Jesus was talking to Philip. Philip was telling Jesus, said, Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it suffices us. Show us the Father, and it's going to be okay, and I'm going to accept that. Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? And a lot of times it's just like us, but I tell people, think about scripture from the Pharisees. They was his people, the Jews. They was their people. The Sadducees, the Essen, they was his people. They were amongst Jesus, but because they didn't have the Holy Spirit, they didn't even know who he was. They started trying to judge him and get on him by doing something. You know, by on Sabbath, they doing this, and you know, all this. They couldn't have spiritual discernment. The same thing that is now when people don't know some of us. You have to understand they don't have spiritual insight. That's why they don't know. That's why the Lord had told me recently that people don't know, you know, who I was. You have to know in the spirit. And he tells us anyway, know no more about the flesh, know about the spirit. But if it constantly get on anytime, anyone, if it's a person that really hearing from God, obeying God, and I'm not talking about just preaching and prophesying and all that stuff, but knowing the ways of God, you got a person that who don't know him, but have a spirit, they'll be trying to become in contention with them about what they know. They have not even had that experience. But I tell people this, I don't care who you are, the Lord told me he was like a diamond. Many facets of him, no one person can know everything about him. What you may have learned through your experience with God, I may have learned something different. But I ain't put the argument you about your experience with God. You went through that. But I have people doing that. But the Lord was trying to do it. You don't know what he was trying to do with my life. You don't know. He could take us through the same thing, but learn a different lesson. But you know by the Spirit of God. Your spirit, that's what I'm saying. Now, y'all hear me say this quite often. I don't care whether I'm doing my show or the other show or whether I'm doing whatever it is. I don't care who owns or whatever it is. My inner man, my belly, as I say, will let me know who they are in Christ or if they are in Christ or if they're just a beginner or whatever it is or if in the flesh. Because the Spirit of God in you will give you a warning. Not so much to come against them. So you know who to receive from, who not to receive from. When I get that warning, I don't care how somebody else like them. Oh, well, I like them in first calling. If I get that warning, look here, I'm not going to let this suck with my spirit. That other person that don't see nothing wrong, probably haven't even growed or anything, and just tickling their flesh. But this is what the Word of God said. Believest thou not that I am in the Father, that Jesus was saying, and the Father in me. The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he does the work. So in a spiritual vessel, in a kingdom vessel, it is not them speaking, it's the Spirit of God speaking through them. And this is what he wants to do to all of us. He wants to dwell in us and speak through us. He wants to use us. This is why I say again, I don't understand people when they somebody tell the Lord, you know, I want you to speak to me and tell Sister Ruth something. I want you to speak to me and tell. He may or may not want to speak, tell me anything. Then if he do, I don't have to ask him to give me something. He's going to speak to me anyway. See, people have to learn how to know it's the Spirit of God that's in us. This is what he said. He said, believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. A lot of times people can see us and see the work of God, see the anointing of God coming forth and delivering people and healing people and setting people free. They will believe that God is in you and they've seen the work. Now give them a word or give them a prophecy or give them something else. They'll believe that God is in you, and that's not what Scripture is saying. That's not what he's saying. For the work's sake, people getting healed, delivered, set free. The power of God coming forth when they open their mouth and going on the shows and going through the line, they can feel God's presence. Whether they say anything or not, sometimes some people will and some people won't. But some people, when the presence of God hit them, they start to praising God because they feel his presence. That person is not in there, but the anointing of God is coming from their life. That other person receiving his spirit, when it comes through, they open to it, so he touches them. That's what it is. He touches them. But the Bible says, verily, verily, I say unto you, and this is for every one of us, he that believes, it's not with a head belief, with a heart belief, that you know, that you know, that you know, just like you know your name. He that believes on me, the work that I do, Jesus say, shall he do also. So what are we also be doing? The work that Jesus did. If we believe, he said, if you believe, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto the Father. Okay, we know when Jesus went back, he said, I'm going to send another comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, just like him. Same spirit. And I tell people this, if he's in me, he will do no less than he did when he walked the earth. If he's in there, because he is the spirit, he's the same. If he's doing lesser, then somebody don't have something. But he said, he that believeth on me, the work that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, Jesus said, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it in his name, in the name of Jesus. That is how we really supposed to pray a lot of times, asking him in the name of Jesus. And in the word of God, say he will do it because to bring glory, the Father will do it to bring glory to his Son. So his glory, his Son can be lifted up. His Son can be revealed. Because 9 times out of 10, I'm not trying, you know, people ask for stupid stuff. I've been around people that ask, you know, maybe you got something. And they are stupid enough to go to God and ask and pray for God to give them what you got. It could be your husband. It could be your house. It could be anything. There are some dumb folks out there. And they stupid enough to thank God to do. But I'm telling you something, you got the right heart, the right kind of thing. The Holy Ghost is going to have you to ask for that, the best thing of whatever God done put in your heart. And if he put it in your heart, it won't be nothing upon your flesh at all. This is why I know a lot of time when people praying or whatever they're doing, even people sometimes prophesy to people just about stuff. They what they're doing, they speak about that person's heart. The Holy Ghost is not going to do that. The Holy Ghost will mainly a lot of time to tell you about what you call to do and your work and this, that, and the other and all that stuff. That's going to come person cleaning you up. This is why you hear me say, and I tell people, I thank God before I went on the other push on the prophets and things that I was used to. God used them to correct me a lot of times. Not that I was doing anything, but he knew in the heart, was I going to get straight off of being around people that wasn't obeying him, and he would send words to me the next day to tell me I wasn't talking to people. To tell me, God said, you're around people. and some get ready to jump out, but he don't want you around him. But I was not a hard-headed, rebellious person. When I heard that and knew that, then what I would do, I stopped being around them. Now, I didn't go and tell them that God didn't want me to be around them because they this, that, and the other. I didn't do that. I didn't do that. But he would come and warn me. Either they'll say, God said, you go in a place he never told you to go. Or God is saying, you're doing this for folks, and he didn't tell you to do that. Whatever it is, they got on me. But I was not the type of person that going to get upset, get mad. Well, you know, they what's coming. Something I already knew in my spirit. I didn't know the word a whole lot. So by that reason, I did. But I knew something was, because of habit, I said the real Holy Ghost in my spirit. I knew it come from God because I know part of his calling, part of the word of God is reproving, rebuking, and correcting. Because not only do the word do that, but God used other people to do that. Because why? And I thought that he want to keep us on the right path. This is like, you know, in having children and you know, and all of that. Okay, I'm going to go back to using my daughter because thing went up. I'm gonna take a few more minutes. But anyway, a lot of things I didn't let her do. You know, I didn't let her do even as a teenager. I didn't let her do that. A lot of time, whenever something she wanted to do, I didn't say, but baby, you can't do that. No. That is a no-no. That is not, I said, and I can't. It's not in your vocabulary. But I believe today, just like I got a lot of respect for people in authority, I got a lot of respect for people up in age. They could be, you know, in authority, but not up in age. I got a lot of respect because I was taught respect. And the same thing right now with her. She don't be saying, yeah, no, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. That's what she be saying. See, because it's the way I taught. If I had allowed her to go ahead on and talk any kind of way to people, saying, well, baby, don't do that. She going to get to the place, she wasn't going to pay me no attention and nobody else. It might be ending up in jail. Because I was telling somebody the other day, I said, the Bible says you spare the rod, you fall for the fly. It doesn't make any difference what the world is saying. We as Christians want to go by what the Bible says. Now, I'm not talking about people just, you know, doing all this crazy stuff. But I'm not talking about that. But we got to, our manual is the Bible. Our manual is the Bible. We're not supposed to go the world way of what's called, you know, just like saying, with, you know, with the spiritual children, people saying what's coming. I don't care if I don't say it, like I said, dead word because I'm a pastor people. You cannot talk to them demons. Well, you know, that's not the right thing to say because the Bible was gone. The Holy Ghost got to come out of you. Well, authority, because there's a spirit you're dealing with. There are spirits and children. Some people born with demons in them. Because we don't understand the spirit world, we look at them as a human, but the Bible tells us we are not dealing with flesh and blood. That's in anything and anybody. It's not you being mean and not you being hateful, not just, we know some people, in a general sense, you know, we know some people have the devil and they do this and they do that and do the other. But we got to have the discernment of the spirit as to even dealing with people. And I know, like I say, and having done that with some people for 21 years, them big grown rustlers saying, but babies in the spirit, because it wasn't mature in the spirit. If God had not called me and given me the grace to be a pastor, I would probably be locked up in some kind of crazy house. That's why a lot of time I hear people talking, and hear people voice calling the people, and people even on the other program. Well, you know, you got to voice calling in love. It is in love. You cannot talk to demons in no sweet talk. You got to discern whether it is a demon. And if you got the ear, you got to let the Holy Ghost come through you. And break the power of that spirit. Oh, people, I don't know whether a lot of people have seen demons, people get delivered from demons and things, but a lot of times when the power of God come and bring the demons, all that holiness and everything they had, all of a sudden, now they sweet, mellow, because that demon spirit is gone. This is why, I was telling somebody, this is why so much mess going on in the world. because a lot of the preachers and pastors and ministers have gotten away from the Word of God because they think they're dealing with people instead of the Spirit that's operating in people. And then come in and took over. And God wants y'all to know to minister he give you and ministry he got for you when you really, really start to work on. You cannot give in to no demons when I'm scared of hurting their feelings. That demon's going to take over, and then God's going to hold you accountable because now the demon running your ministry, the ministry God gave you. Like just like in your natural house. If you're not going to let somebody come in and take over your house and tell you what to do, if God give you a ministry or God make you a pastor of a church, same difference. Because God would hold you accountable because he wants you to understand and learn you're not dealing with flesh and blood. It's a spirit, and you have to learn how to discern what kind of spirit it is, and cast that person out, that spirit out. That's why I was telling somebody back in last year when it was talking about people on this particular program, but people don't like the way some people minister to them. But I know somebody hate to go and say. But I want to tell them, but don't let me tell them. I don't count for demons. You may do it, but I don't do it. I cast demons out. But when that person gets set free, now they are a new creature in Christ. Old things have passed away. We have to know we are called to do the kingdom work. We got to tell Satan's kingdom and establish the kingdom of God. Satan's kingdom cannot continue to range, and then God's kingdom is going to range with him. It ain't working. It's not working. But anyway, I love y'all. I appreciate you. Appreciate you all coming on. But like I said, those decrees and declares, I'm going to try to sit down. I got them on other paper, but I've been packing. I believe I done packed them somewhere in some box or another what's come. But I try to go back on my phone and try to sit down and write them out and ask the Holy Spirit to give me. He may give me some new ones to say. I don't know what. And I will try to, get them what's coming out and then maybe have copies made and send them to you all if you want one. You know, and like I said, that prayer is a prayer about desperation for his presence. How desperate are you for his presence in your life? And showing the right thing to ask and the right way to pray, but open up for his presence. And like I said, it was the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And that's why I know that he was given to me, not just for myself, because that's the way I pray anyway. I got many prayers that I don't put on up, actually a box proper food. Of that, that's what I used to pray all the time, but I was praying for stuff, or what I need and all this stuff, even though I needed stuff, even though I was going through physical stuff. But I was praying for more of him because I wanted to change my surroundings. I wanted to change the world. I was praying for more of him. Give me the light. Let me be a torchlight. And see, anything come from the Spirit of God, it's going to have to bring changes. We have to bring change. But anyway, we love y'all. Thank you for coming on. And I done went over my time, but I'd be glad when God fixed that. But then again, God's got that in time, too. But thank y'all for your prayers and continue to keep me lifted up that I will stay on the wall, do what the Lord called me to do, that I'll be stronger in the Lord and won't allow all this negativity of folks to bring me down, which I don't really pay a whole lot of attention to it anyhow, and because I know it's going to come. But I was thinking about the stupidity of the devil and using God's people, relying God, using God's people, and our stupidity of it. So I just want to encourage you all about that, and knowing that also that God has already given you the grace, God already got you covered, no matter what people try. And I'm, it won't work, but I'm asking God to do this for you, that God will shield your heart, whatever he permits you to go through with a lot of people. That is, like the Bible talks about in Ephesians 6 chapter, about the sword of the Spirit and the helmet of salvation and the shield of faith, about the fiery dots. That's when it lets you know you're uncovered. If that, whatever they're saying and doing, hurting your heart, that's because that part of you is not covered. Because it's about the shield of faith. Go back and study that. The shield of faith said that when the fiery dots come, they won't penetrate. Won't penetrate. So bless y'all, love y'all, and just continue to be blessed. And I guess I better get on off of here and talk to y'all again, probably soon or whatever. But it's love, y'all, and thank you. Thank you. I know Sibby from Texas, you always be on, and I'm glad to see Sibby from North Carolina on tonight. I believe that's that number. But anyway, I'm glad for that and bless you with that. Anyway, love y'all, and Miss Donisha, she had to get off. But we thank God anyway for what he's doing. But just be encouraged, ladies. Be encouraged. Love y'all. Bless you. Amen. I guess I should have pulled it off of y'all.